Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That last part, we're going to hit our stride in the back half of the season. Does he believe that because of injuries, or does he believe it because he knows how to fix what he saw?
I mean, I'm sure it's a combo of those things, but you know, as much as they're right there and there were some plays that they missed out, I'm sure he's referring to fourth down plays and it went 0-for-5.
Yeah.
Philly's saying the same thing. Philly doesn't get stopped on the tush push, and yet they were stopped on the tush push a number of times in the game.
Yeah, it was great.
And they shot themselves in the foot. Well, they didn't. They got called for a false start that should have been in a neutral zone infraction against the Lions. Lions caught a huge break on that one.
It was weird.
Yeah, it really was.
It's like that guy was trying to get
the hey, he's pawing at me. Well, don't point out.
You don't have to do anything. They're going to call the penalty, and he.
But regardless, so I think you know both teams are saying the same. They could say the same thing. In the end, it's a frustrating loss, and I think early on, and this probably could have been part of the strategy before, it could have been a strategy before the game when you recognized how bad the wind was, mm-hmm. and how that was going to take kicking out of the game or play a significant role depending on which way you were kicking from. To me, I thought that this should have been recognized early that this was a game of field position.
Yeah.
And that's where it bothered me.
Yeah.
I love Dan Campbell. He's my coach. I would love to have played for a guy like Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell's amazing. And I think he's the perfect coach for this team. And I don't really want him to change who he is. But that being said, I felt like this was one where you should recognize we need to play this for field position. And you'd recognize that your defense is
going to be a low-scoring game.
It's going to be low-scoring when you're at midfield or just your side of midfield and you're going for it on fourth down. And there were a number of times they went for it. It wasn't just fourth and one. They're going for fourth and five, fourth and six. Punt the ball. And I know that it's not really in his DNA, but last night was a night where I was like, oh, I wish it wasn't in your DNA last night because pinning them deep helps you out too because then you get to work on a short field if your defense holds
serve. If your defense does what the defense ended up doing all night, which was make life difficult on Philly.
So this is why when I look at the game, I say it's more of a Dan Campbell loss than it is a Jared Goff loss or anything else. It's... To me, it's on Dan Campbell because they didn't recognize that. They didn't play for that. And I know that that's his style of play, and that's okay. And like I said, I still love the guy. I enjoy watching the team play. Last night was a game where I think that was a mistake, and I think that cost them, could have cost them at one, maybe just one of those drives if they ended up punting instead of going for it. If just one of those results in the Lions getting the ball in Philadelphia territory because Fox is able to pin him deep and they're not able to get the ball out.
And he's good at that.
Yeah. It just, that was a part to me that at the end of the game, like that's a big miss.
Well, and that's something that's correctable. And I hope that they would next time if they get another shot at
Philly. If it's something like this, the same conditions, you know, and You know, I mean, Philadelphia in the first half had three drives in Lions territory. It only resulted in 3 points, and that was on the first drive.
When they had
the interception, yeah. The Lions defense came to play, despite there were some holes. I thought Aiden Hutchinson made a couple mistakes, you know, biting on plays and going inside rather than keeping contained on the outside, and then he's got a scramble come back. But by and large, that defense played winning football without a doubt. They gave up 16 points in the game. That was it. Against a potentially potent offense that's dealing with some issues. But the fact that they stuffed them, I think there were three plays that they stuffed on the tush push.
Yep.
Teams don't do that.
No.
The Lions did. And nice job.
Some stumps in there, as Calvin Shepard said last week.
Yeah, I think in the cut, though, that's what Campbell's talking about. He's also including himself as they're going to get better, including himself to how to call a game, what to work on strategy-wise, when to punt, when to go for it. Of course, he's still going to be ultra-aggressive. That's in their DNA as a team, but maybe not on this one. Maybe we don't have to go again on this one, depending on how the game is going. I think what Campbell's talking about, too, though, Doug, in that cut is, of course, Philly needs to work on things, too. They don't look like a completely well-oiled machine either, but they won the game. So I think when you lose a game, though, there's more urgency to fix things. And he's talking about peaking at the right time.
Yep.
This is a team that just needs to get in the playoffs and play their best football when the playoffs start. Because that's what it's all about now, right? The regular season success doesn't mean it nearly as much as it used to when they got here. Now it's about postseason success. And what he wants to do is get all this stuff cleaned up, get into the playoffs, and then peak then. And so when you lose games, I think there's more urgency to fix those things.
No question. Let's go to Mike on a Sell Your Next. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I got a champ and chump for you.
Let's go.
My champ is going to be, weirdly as it is the Chicago Bears holding first place for the first time in a long time in the North. I know it might be temporary, but good for them. Let them have their flowers for today. My chump is going to be what Gator just said, Aiden Hutchinson. You just got paid $141 million, and you're having half a sack and two total tackles in a game that you said is a must-win with a backup right tackle when their all-pro tackle goes out, and you have the chance to line up on the left or right side whenever you want because Kelvin Shepard gave you that freedom. How are you having half a sack? You need to be out there batting balls down just like the other first-round picks on the other side are if you can't get there, and you need to get there. Like, there's no excuse.
A little different, too, because those guys are playing in the middle of a defensive line as opposed to being the edge rusher, and those guys aren't necessarily just coming after the quarterback. They can lay back and jump up in the air. Aiden's coming after the quarterback the whole time, and he's double-teamed on every play. The plays I was making reference to were really, they were running plays, where he bit, went to the inside, and the play ends up coming on the outside, and if he had kept contained, he'd be in position to make a TFL.
Set the edge?
Yeah.
Wiesem and Fenton, you're next. What's up, Wiesem?
Hey, gentlemen, appreciate the call, allowing me to go through. I just want to say, I'm really frustrated because I do feel like Dan Campbell blew it completely because, you know, as a coach, as a manager of the game, you have to play situational football. And you're right that field position was critical in that weather, that environment. And had he recognized that the defense playing elite and the offense is struggling, then you want to lean on your defense and give them an opportunity to pin them back at the 20-yard line and then have them make plays because they were locked down. I mean, their corners were playing outstanding, our corners, you know, and they were locking down the receivers. So I really, I think he kind of blew the opportunity, and I think he regrets the heck out of it, and I think he's going to make the necessary changes that he needs to make.
Yeah, Wiesem, he said after the game, it's who we are, and usually it works out for us. There were a number of occasions where I'm like, no, punt it here. This is amazing. This is the Lions' possessions and how they ended in the second and third quarters. Turnover on downs, touchdown, turnover on downs, turnover on downs, turnover on downs.
Yeah, you had a two-play drive resulting in a touchdown. Two plays.
It was three, but they put up two plays on the stat. I don't know why, but anyway, sorry, go ahead.
And then the other five are turnovers on downs.
Yeah. At end of the day, the turnover on downs thing, I logged the game and I kept writing turnover on downs. I'm like, I've never run this much all season today, turnover on downs, but it's crazy. And one of those was a fake punt.
Now, I do think also that my reaction to this and blaming Dan Campbell for last night and saying you should recognize this is going to be a field position game, I think it's germane to the game last night. It's not germane to the rest of the season. That's not how I'm playing the rest of the season. It depends on who you're playing and how the game flow is. Games at home have nothing to do with what happened last night. Last night was a win game. You had to worry about that and field position and all that. Where it matters is if you're going against a team that is presenting defensive challenges to your offense and your defense is showing up and stopping their offense, then maybe that's the perfect storm.
You got to adjust as the game goes on. Yeah.
Otherwise, look, go ahead, turn it loose, go for it on fourth down every time you want. I don't have a problem with it. Last night I had a problem with it because of what was presented in front of you.
Dan Campbell's coached a lot of damn good football. Jared Goff has played a lot of damn good football. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Penei Sewell, Aiden Hutchinson. Like, these are all people that are...
These are all pro players.
Yeah, that did not have their typical performance. You credit Philly for that. Okay, let's be clear. And, you know, so the question is, if you now got to get back to that spot to prove that they're not just better than you. They were better than you last night. But it's up to the Lions themselves to prove to themselves, to us, to the world, and it's not that Philly is that much better than you. They just were last night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I thought he was going to go finish the line.
Do you think he was going to go
finish candy and nuts and the whole thing, yeah.
My uncle had
sure
balls. My aunt had balls. She'd be my uncle. Isn't that what it is?
Something like that. Well,
yeah. Whatever it is.
Candy nuts. We'd all have a Merry Christmas, I think is the way it typically finishes up. And here we are getting close to Christmas time.
Yeah. No, he didn't finish it. 248-539-9797.
You get the tree up yet, Doug?
No. No, but you know what? Again, I've got more time these days. Yeah. I think I might try and decorate the outside of the house this year.
I mean, it's November 17th already. Nothing wrong with that. And
I got to look at, my wife is, why don't we hire somebody? I'm like, no, I want to do it. And she's like, are you sure? And I'm like, oh, you don't trust me. There it, oh, okay. Challenge.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. Oh, you've damn right it is. I got a lot to figure out, though.
Yeah.
Like, how to not make it look sloppy? How do I make it look professional?
I hear you. Yeah. I mean, do I need to get a stapler? Is it?
Well, I mean, we got these brick, right? So how do you attach the lights to a brick? And I've seen some stuff online.
There's
so,
stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I'm
you've got gutters
I'm on my way.
You can work with.
Yeah, I'm going to figure this out. John, on a cell, you're on 97.1. Hello, John.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, I know everybody wants to, you know, be all ramped up about this loss. I really look at it like, you know, Dan Campbell before the game had said this would be a measuring stick. And I think what that means is we showed we could play with a good team like Philly and get really, really close. So the measuring stick is close, but I don't think you can fix this during the rest of the season. I think you know, if you rush Jared Goff, he's not going to be able to throw the ball. And something like this doesn't get fixed during the course of the next seven games. We're not in first place anymore. You know, we're going to have to address that offensive line in the offseason.
So Jared Goff went from second in the NFL in quarterback rating under pressure to fourth in the NFL under pressure with that performance last night. He actually has been good under pressure this season. Last night was not an example of it. And, you know, I mean, can they fix it? You don't think they can fix it, John?
Not without another offseason. The line is just, you know, it's always been the biggest part of this team.
Yeah, the Ragnow thing, losing Frank Ragnow hurts. It maybe didn't get addressed aggressively enough. At the trade deadline specifically, it's really hard, though, to find teams that are willing to give up a high-end starting caliber offensive lineman. There were some bad teams that had players that they didn't want to move that might have helped. The guard in Cleveland, Zeitler, the one who left, went to Tennessee. They didn't get
Bonito
moved.
Or Patino.
Yeah, and Batonio. So you're getting into these. They didn't get moved, and I would think that people called about them as teams were fading, but they want to give their young quarterbacks the best chance to be successful, so they're not just handing away good players to because they know it'll hurt their quarterback's progress. But look, yeah, it might not. If they can't fix it, and they go to Philly in the postseason, A, they make it, and B, they go to Philly and have a similar performance, they'll be done. But I don't think it's something that they can't address.
No, I think it's something that can be addressed. I think it's something they can fix. Will it be as good as what it was last year? I don't suspect that's going to be the case because Frank Ragnow is one of the all-time greats. But I do hope, and I do have hope, that the problems that existed last night are fixable. And I would not expect Penei Sewell to get beat like he did a couple times in that game. Because he's been too good for too long to think that that's the norm. I think you got to keep in mind this is a team that they are still in flux on that offensive line. Guys were in and out with injuries again last night. Getting guys back, I'm not sure how healthy they are moving forward, getting guys back, but it looks like Miles Frazier could come back. I don't want to put all my eggs in the Miles Frazier basket, though.
No. I mean, you might
because
have
he hasn't
to.
Played a single down in the NFL.
Yeah, it's not clearly a solution. It could be.
Full disclosure, I was a huge fan of the draft pick when they made him. Yeah. Like, ooh, they just got Miles Frazier. This could be pretty good.
Yep.
But I've been wrong before with draft picks and specifically awesome offensive linemen. So I do think it's something in the offseason that they're going to have to address and try to find an upgrade, whether that's the first-round pick they use or they go free agency.
Before we go to there's no way that the offensive line will be as good as it was last year, hence they're done. Keep in mind, the defense did a pretty admirable job last night. If they're going to win, the formula is definitely different than it was a year ago.
Yeah, I was with that first statement until the hence they're done. No, they're not done at all.
No.
I think this is something that they can get better at. I don't think it'll be as good as it was last year, but it can be good enough. And I do think the defense has taken some strides this year to being a better defense. The game last night shows you that. And knowing that there are reinforcements coming, that we're starting players, it's not, you know, like we're talking about with the offensive line, hoping that backups get a chance to get healthy. It's talking about starters getting healthy. DJ Reed and Terrion Arnold getting healthy. And Kirby Joseph is the other one that's massive that we just haven't spent enough time talking about.
Yeah.
Kirby Joseph is an all-pro player. He is a ball hawk back there and a absolute difference maker. And they haven't had him for several weeks. The loss of Sam Laporta is a big loss for this Lions team. And maybe it just comes down to that last night. If Sam Laporta is healthy, is it a different ball game? You got another passing option to go to that you feel very comfortable with. He knows the offense. He helps out with the running game and his blocking schemes and all that. I think that's a big concern, is how they can respond without Sam Laporta for the next few games. And when he comes back, if he comes back, I hope he comes back, is he going to be 100%?
Well, it's crazy because we're all talking about the offensive problems. Because the defense, they've been able to lean on the defense,
yeah.
And they've been great. And then they're getting all the players coming back. They should be even better. The issue with this team seems to be the offense and the offensive line. But how about the elephant in the room? I don't know if this is like a stony. Is this a thing or not a thing? The ASB relationship with Jared Goff doesn't seem as good as it was last year. And last night was like the worst of all. Like it looked like they just met before the game. That's how bad their connection was last night, or non-connection. And overall, he's only had two 100-yard games this year. You know, and he's not like a deep threat or anything like that, but it just doesn't look the same. There's been more noticeable drops on third down this year, or big drops, than there ever has been. Is that a thing or not a thing?
I don't know. And I suspect that there are going to be questions to Dan Campbell. We have a chance to ask Goff about it. It's just something appears to be off, and you know, hopefully those guys can provide some insight. Because what we're really talking about is whether or not it can be fixed. Like what it's been, has everything that's happened so far, look, they're 6-4, and they've probably earned 6-4. The question becomes, you know, what can be fixed? Can the O-line be fixed? Okay, if it can't, how else are you going to find a formula to win games? And it might be lean on your defense. I don't love it. But you got to figure it out. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Jared Goff, Lions with a, I mean, they call it what it was. It was not their best performance. Credit Philadelphia. Is it exactly who these two teams are going to be the rest of the way? No, but certainly advantage Philly right now. Can the Lions make whatever adjustments? Can they coach them up? Can they figure some stuff out to get back on Philly's level or to be considered on Philly's level or just to importantly beat Philly on a January weekend if necessary? Well, that is yet to be told. I don't think it's impossible, but I think there's work to be done. The good news is, and there's not a ton of it, but the good news is whatever game plan they thought would work, they were wrong. And it's better to have that performance in the middle of the regular season than in the postseason, but still a bit disturbing to say the least, and stuff needs to get addressed. 248-539-9797. Champ and Chump, get those votes in on a Monday. We go to Brian in Detroit. Hello, Brian.
What's up, Doug? It's not a negative, but Dan was, last week, he had his glasses on looking like a genius against the Washington Generals. Man, he got the only way they could come back from this, Doug, is to play a good defensive team. Playing in next week is not a test. You can't tell me everything is great after last week. He's a genius calling plays. And then for him to be so clueless to realize his defense is playing top-notch and he still want to go for it all them times on 4-for-1. That's just being clueless. So I don't want to hear nothing about against some weak team. We go find out against Green Bay on Thanksgiving. Because you can't come back against bad teams and tell them everything is beautiful.
Well, Brian,
you run against a good defense.
I mean, I don't know who you're – I suspect you're just talking to the general public because we said repeatedly last week that the real test is coming up Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Yeah. But you said talking about they can have the next week, couple weeks, they can respond. They can't respond until they play Green Bay.
Well, I would say this, Brian. I think the Giants present a pretty good defensive line, a pretty good pass rush that they can go with Thibodeau and others. I wouldn't discount that too much, but they're not Philadelphia. I understand that.
But let me put this out there: the Lions are a good team. Yes, they can beat Philly, but they got to play, man. The way he called that game, I'm sitting there texting with my buddy. I'm asking, what is he doing? Man, your defense is outstanding, and you're trying to go from 4-for-1 all them times. After missing it 3 or 4 times, you think, why would you keep going for it? Why would you keep doing that?
As he said afterwards, it's who I am, and usually it works. But
who I am is not who.
You've got Brian. I agree. Read the game, the context of what is going on around you. This game was going to be with the wind, what it was, and the way that game was going, and the way the defense was playing. You can play it completely and probably should play that completely different than he did.
What I'm saying is, don't tell me that's who you are, like you got a ring on your finger from winning a championship. Yeah, if you got that, you could say that. You don't have that.
He does not.
You know, too, also, I agree with you, Gator. Like, maybe this wasn't the game to go for it at that many times because of the weather and just how the game was going. But also, sometimes you just don't got it. You know what I mean? Like in baseball, if a pitcher ain't got it, stop trotting him out there. In basketball, if you can't make the three tonight, stop shooting it. You guys couldn't make the fourth down tonight. I don't care what you called up. You couldn't block it. You couldn't execute it. punt the ball, play field position. You guys, you ain't got it tonight, man.
Adjust for what the game is showing
it's
you.
It's not happening.
Frank is next on 97.1. Hello, Frank.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Okay.
First time, long time listener.
Appreciate it.
Well, the only thing I will say about that game last night is we need to do something with the offensive line. I know that's what other people said, but if you look at everything, Campbell going forward on fourth down, hey, it probably would have worked half the time if he had a line push. As far as Goff, he was getting massacred. There's no doubt about it. That you're talking about batting down passes. Yeah, because the line was collapsing around him. The whole thing would have been a totally different game if we had concentrated on getting more players for the offensive line. That's my whole opinion about the game. I think we could have won that game if our offensive line was better.
And we don't know if those players were available or not, because there just weren't guys that were moved at the trade deadline, which I assume is what you're getting at. And it would have been nice to see them add to the offensive line. I wanted them to do that. I think a week or two prior to the deadline, that became the screaming need for the team. It wasn't an edge rusher. You could have argued that it could have been a defensive back, but offensive line became the screaming need for the team at the deadline, and they did not address it eventually. But we don't know if anybody was available.
Well, and I'm even looking at the depth in the beginning of the season. I mean, personally, I think we could have done better there instead of getting another receiver. I mean, put some stock in that line.
But they did. What you're saying, instead of getting another receiver, you mean like a Tesla?
Yeah.
Because they drafted another offensive lineman. They drafted Miles Frazier, and he got hurt right away in training camp.
Well, they drafted two interior offensive linemen.
Exactly. Yeah. So, they actually did address that.
That was before Ragnow announced his retirement.
Well, the draft, yes.
The draft took place. But, yeah, I mean, I hope there wasn't a deal that they turned down at the trade deadline that they regret. I hope there wasn't negotiations where – and here's what we don't know, okay? Did Brad Holmes get super stubborn and not want to give up that fifth-round pick or that fourth-round pick for an offensive lineman that could have helped? We don't know that. But if we find out he could have had Zeitler for that, it would be very disappointing. And it would probably be a mistake that cost him. What we also don't know is what was the asking price for a Zeitler. And you know, could they have gone out and made one of those deals that helped at the trade deadline that helped them? Could they have got Batonio from Cleveland for a reasonable price and Brad didn't want to part with the draft picks? Like, that's the million-dollar question. And I don't, you know, we don't know the answers. I hope that's not the case. But, yeah, offensive line play could have been better, but it wasn't just them, too, right? I mean, there was a bunch of things, facets of the offense that let them down. 248-539-9797. Kyle is in Dearborn, and he is next. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I got to agree with Gator. I mean, I think that Campbell, I hate to – you can't put it all on him. There's a bunch of stuff that went wrong, but I do think he kind of cost us the game. And if someone already commented on this, my apologies, but has anyone said – or have you guys thought about the JMO penalty and how huge that actually ended up being for us?
Yeah,
because
it's come up.
When that happened initially, I'm like, okay, stupid penalty. He needs to know the rules. But that totally changed the game, because then, you know, an extra point is an isolated play. It's not like you're doing the, well, if he would have caught it, you know, then maybe that, because then he could have a fumble, he could have penalties, whatever. That's an isolated play. And our kicker, he's like 33 for 34 on extra points. That's a 50-yard extra point in crappy conditions. So presumably, you know, 96% or whatever that is, he's going to make the extra point, you know, and even if the game goes as it did and they go up 13-7 at halftime, well, maybe Dan Campbell is not going for it on fourth down all the time. Maybe he is taking the field goal instead of having the weird, like, oh, we're down by seven, we're down by six, we're down by four. You know what I mean?
Maybe but I suspect Dan Campbell's still going to do what Dan Campbell did, and which I contend is a mistake. But well, in the game last night, the other thing is, because the wind was such a factor, there's also no guarantee, even if JMO doesn't jump and hump the goalpost, that the extra point's going to go
through.
There's
not, but you can't make it harder.
No, I agree. Yeah, and I'm not exonerating JMO. Honestly, JMO, that's a huge mistake that JMO made.
It's one of the occasions, something that was almost a weekly occurrence, which is nonsense, got in the way of the Lions winning. It hasn't done it much. That got in the way. That hurt the football team. And, you know, I don't feel like I need to coach. I have no clue how to be a football coach. I do need to tell. I think the one thing I would be right on is talk to the team about how much this kind of stuff can hurt you. And let them know there has to be accountability. There shouldn't be a tolerance for that. And I don't think this is a recurring problem with the team. But stop doing things that hurt your team. And it feels like one player is more prone to that than the rest. It needs that it, you know, when you say that could come back to haunt you. Last night might have been the haunt you. Last night might have been eventually it comes back. Last night might have been the eventually in a big game. And would it change the outcome? You know, a point there helps. And it might change the approach of the head coach the rest of the way. You know, when you're down 13-6 and you kick a field goal, it's when you're down 13-7, you kick a field goal. 13-10 is a completely different thing than 13-9. That's Dan Campbell, who, I mean, thinks that they're still, everything can be addressed. We'll see if that's the case. But they've been good at bouncing back. They play a bad Giants team and then home game against Green Bay. And then after that, I think it's Dallas. You know, go 3-0 in those games, get to 9-4, get guys back on the field, hopefully without losing too many in between, and away you go. But, you know, they got work to do. A ton of feedback coming in. Champ Lions defense, Champ Lions offensive line. That's from an unnamed texter. Good morning, gentlemen. Champ is the Detroit Pistons, injured and finding ways to continue to fight. Champ is Dan Campbell, all for his style. The 3-4 and outs, he should have swallowed his pride and played field position football. Champ Calvin Shepard for neutering the tush push. Champ Dan Campbell for not adjusting his bullheaded game plan. That's from Smitty in W. Lansing. Is there a West Lansing?
I don't. I think it's never just Lansing.
West Lansing.
Yeah. There's Lansing. There's East Lansing.
North Lansing. South
Wait,
Lansing.
I think there is. Journey wrote a song about West Lansing, actually. So that means it exists.
Yeah, there you go.
Born and raised West Lansing.
I've never heard of now is he in the western side of Lansing? Is that what he's referencing?
Sure, like Southwest Detroit.
Yeah. Is he describing the area of Lansing he is, or is he saying he is in the town of West Lansing? Never heard.
Do they play that at Lugnuts games?
I would hope so. If not, they should. Yeah.
Calvin Shepard, yeah, getting some love, and he deserves it. I mean, defensively, they put together a good game plan. And, oh, by the way, Dan Campbell's part of that, too. Yeah. Like, I get it, you know, but as the head coach, it all falls under his umbrella.
1-for-6 in the tush push, Philadelphia-wise. And I'm sure much of that give credit to the Lions defense.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to give some credit to the NFL wanting to crack down on this and make sure that there's no false starts that are committed, making sure that the formation is correct and not an illegal formation. There's a lot more scrutiny on the tush push than ever before. And the Lions may have just given a template to the rest of the league on how to stop it, although you have to have the personnel at the table to do it. These guys submarined that offensive line and allowed Jack Campbell and Trevor Nowoski and others to do what they have to do and get the stops. It was fun to see them stop, because when you see that tush push formation, you're automatically thinking, great, here we go. There's another set of four downs, and that wasn't the case last night.
Stan's in Shelby Township, and next. Hello, Stan.
Good morning, everyone. My champ of the week is Josh Allen, just played great. And I'm grateful that you guys allow me to ask you questions I have no answer to. You know more about football than I do. In the first series, my chump is the NFL. In the first series, Aiden was held by their great offensive tackle for a holding call They lost 10 yards.
Yep.
Why doesn't the NFL keep records of holding penalties? Because it has such a dramatic effect as much as a sack. I mean, is there something
you
I
mean
don't
how many
understand?
Times a player is held?
Yeah, that right. results in a holding penalty that the offense gets penalized 10 yards or whatever. Why don't they do that? Is there something I don't understand?
No, I think it's a fair question. Personally, I'd love to see a stat like that and to see how defensive players are, how teams target them or how they make mistakes against those defensive players. Because it works the other way, and we certainly see how many times a cornerback has been called for pass interference.
Yep.
But what if there's offensive interference against the
quick,
guy?
Quick
offensive
Google search.
Defensive alignment. I like that.
Quick Google search says the NFL does not track
about
it.
You, Doug. You're Googling.
Yeah,
way
well,
to go.
It's there for you too, Stan. I mean, but it says the NFL does not track the number of times. It does not track the number of times a player is held. They should. That's a valid point.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yep.
And by the way, these 6 weeks is going to be really exciting. Could be as exciting. And I hope the results are like in 2023. Good luck, Lions.
Yeah, I mean, look, the 2023 team won. They go 12-5. They lost 5 games in the regular season and made it to the NFC title game.
Yep.
So this team's got 4 losses. Most people thought that this was I went back and looked at the preseason predictions. There were a few 13-4s. There were a lot more 12-5s, and there were more 11-6s than there were 13-4s. But that means you have to lose games to get there, and this was clearly one of the more losable games.
Yeah, I would imagine that people, if you had a Lions loss, when you do the win-loss game prior to the season, this was probably one you had as an L. It doesn't mean I like it.
Yeah,
I didn't want to see them lose, but okay. If full disclosure, yeah, I think this was a game I probably had them losing on the road against the defending Super Bowl champions. It's not an easy game to play.
Nope. Al is in Shelby Township, and next on 97.1. Hello, Al.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome,
gentlemen. So I was at the game last night. And I'll tell you, that game was ours for the taking, I'm telling you. The defense was doing their job. Offense couldn't do a thing. And it was disappointing. It really was, because the Philly fans were complaining just as much about the Eagles, you know, and because neither side was doing anything, really. But like you guys said, the Eagles found a way to win, you know. And it clearly shows when we're missing our key players, it really does. It shows, man. I mean, it's throughout the NFL, but it's.
I would
it's
push back a little bit and say, I'd push back a little bit when he said the Lions couldn't do anything. I mean, Jared Goff did have 255 yards passing in the game. They did have several plays that were explosive plays over 30 yards. The problem that they ran into is they couldn't sustain it. And they would go for it on fourth down, third and fourth down, where they typically would make those conversions. And they weren't making those conversions. That killed
them. Yes, agreed.
That absolutely killed them. But they did have some explosive plays.
Let me ask you guys this. Did someone else throws look just as bad on TV as what I was seeing out there? Oh, my God.
Some were throwaways or recognized, okay, the rush is coming in. I'm just going to throw it either into the ground at somebody's feet or I'm going to throw it into the stands because the stands are always open. But there were also plays that were the passes that were thrown were just bad passes.
Yeah. Hey, one other point before I let you guys go. For all I have heard, and I'm sure everybody has ever heard about the Philly fans, they were absolutely phenomenal to us.
Oh, that's cool.
I cannot say enough. And I'm telling you guys, we were at a hotel where the Eagle players were staying. And we didn't know that, right? So the Eagle fans are everywhere, and they're getting autographs and this and that. But it never stopped. We had people welcoming us to their city. They were like, hey, be That's safe great. Going home. It really was cool because for all we have ever heard, that was fantastic to see and hear.
Al, you can be loud. You can support your team. You can make it a tough place to play, but you don't have to be a jackass. And I'm glad to hear that.
That may be different if they lost, but
true. Greg's
but
in
we'll take it.
Greg's in Detroit. And next, hello, Greg.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys.
What's up?
Love your show, as always. Really appreciate you guys. You guys are my chance, as always. Really quickly, I just wanted to make a quick comment that Tesla is our Puk Nakua. I hope somebody recognizes that. And two, I think handing over the offensive reins is a little bit premature because, one, that Vikings game, I don't care who was the offensive coach that game, we weren't going to win it. Then the next week, I don't care who was the offensive coach against Washington, we were going to win it. And so,
probably right.
So I wish we could just go back to that. But here's a point that I really want to make, guys. The Detroit Lions, the new Detroit Lions, are a team that's unprecedented, breaking every trend, every NFL trend. The Detroit Lions have convinced me, since playing San Francisco, that it's offense that wins championships. That's how different this team is built. And along the way, the Detroit Lions have found their identity. They found their identity in Gibbs and Montgomery, and of course, St. Brown, Lasorda, and Jamo. However, we're relying on the one identity, and that's the running game. And the passion attack, which we have, it should be aerial assaults because of the level of talent in the passing game.
Greg, we're out of time. Appreciate it, buddy. We're out of time.
That wasn't going to happen last night.
The passing game wasn't an aerial assault. And
14 out of 37.
Uncharacteristic. Credit Philly. They got to fix it against the better defenses moving forward, and they have Green Bay coming up on Thanksgiving Day, a week from Thursday. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.